Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Iceman, Mike Black, Ice Cold Sports Show. They call me the Iceman because I'm the Ice Cold Sports Killer. Welcome to the Ice Cold Sports Show. Friday is my day. This is how we get it in. This is how we get on down. We're talking all sports all the time, but we got to condense it to 1 hour for so other guys can do something. Anyway, it's Mike Black here, Ice Cold Sports Show. And, yeah, we're setting it off right now. It's NFL preseason action, and it doesn't really get any better than this. Football season is right around the corner. Everybody's itching, waiting, can't wait for football, legitimate NFL football to begin. And we get ready to set it off. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm back. Mike Black, you know how we do. I don't waste a lot of time with monologues. I like to jump right in. I'll bring on the first call of the evening. It's your boy and mine. That's that guy, Bony Tony, that rugged dude, that grimy dude from the Bronx, New York. Bony Tony, welcome to the Ice Coast Sports Show.
Yo, what's up, Ice, man? This is Bony, man, straight out the BX, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening, man? What's popping?
Nothing, man. I'm just sitting back here, man, watching the Jets-Giants preseason, man. I mean, you know, I'm not a preseason fan. You know, I just watch it when it comes on, man. You know, I'm ready for the season, man. I'm really ready for the NFL to get started. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the NFL. I've been watching the blog. I see the guy Kamadi. He was signed. Roger Kamadi was signed by the Oakland Raiders. Did you see that? He was picked up.
I did see that. Right.
Yeah. That shocked me, man. I thought he was retired. I thought he was finished. And all of a sudden, he's the Raider now, huh?
Yeah, he got juice in the tank. He still got juice.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised though. I thought he was going to be retired and called it a career, you know. When I saw the Raiders picked him up, and so you know that kind of shocked me. You know what I mean?
Well, it shouldn't. He was just one of the guys sitting in that free agent pool, waiting to get picked up. Excuse me. So that shouldn't be a surprise. He's still in his prime. I mean, he's still got some years left as a corner, so he can still go.
And also, I was surprised tonight. I'm watching the Jets roster. They picked up Pryor, from Cleveland. He's now a Jet, man. I'm surprised the Jets grabbed him up, man. He's doing a lot of damage tonight. I'm surprised to see him, man. Pryor, you know who I'm talking about, the quarterback, played for the Cleveland Browns. But the Jets got him as a wideout.
Right, but he's been a wideout. He's been a wideout for a while. Remember, he's drafted by the Raiders. Raiders or Washington. I forget which one. I think he did play for both guys as a quarterback. And while he was with the Raiders, I think he transitioned to a wide receiver. And, he's been around, man. He's been what an athlete. You can go from quarterback to wide receiver and still play at a high level, you know, high enough to play and start in the league. You know, that's major. That means you're a very good athlete to do that.
Right. Real quick, what do you think about Peterson signing with them Redskins, Mike? I mean, I remember they lost their top pick, right, for injury, running back, Geis, I think his name from, out of LSU. So they went out and grabbed up Peterson, signed him at the minimum, I think, gave him a one-year deal or something. What do you think about that pickup for him? You think he's still got something in the tank? A lot of guys in the gym telling me that he ain't got nothing left.
No, he's got something left. Remember, this guy's strong, stronger than average running back. Stout,
right.
He's got something to prove. Got a chip on his shoulder. And remember, historically, Redskins always have a feisty running game, and he fits right into that mold. So just imagine, you know, If he has a good solid year, anywhere from 600 to 800 yards, they get guys back. You know, they can move with him.
Well, I mean, I think it's a great pickup for them, as far as, you know, having a decent running back there. But I was looking forward to see, even I'm not a Redskins fan, but I was looking to see this guy Geist run, because a lot of guys were telling me this guy was kind of special. And then for him to get that injury, man, just like that, that's why I don't like to see players play this preseason, man. I'm not a preseason fan, man. I mean, people, you know, your stars get hurt. And we talked about this last year, Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did. And but, you know, you also have to give these guys a taste. You know what I mean? They play these full seasons in college. And I do know that you're playing against better athletes. But you got to play the guys at some point. I mean, if you don't play them now, what, are you going to hold them out to the regular season and they get hurt? So let them get a taste for it now. Hopefully, they, you know, you can see what they got and then take them out. You know, even our guy Barkley hurt his leg. So, you know, I mean, you know, guys are trying to make the team. It's a lot of hitting going on this preseason. And so that's the move right there. That's the move. But before I get too deep in it, let me go ahead to the next caller, bring him in so I can keep the show flowing and going. This is going to be my guy, Eric, code 480, ending in 4226. My guy out there in the West, where they do it the best, Jason Lerner.
Mike, what's up, dude? Good to hear from you.
What's up with you? Man, been a minute. What's up? Hey, Jason, I'm doing something every week. Matter of fact, next week I'm going to do the Ice Coast Sports Show live from Miami, Florida. I'll be in Miami next week.
Oh!
I'm not sitting still, man. You know, just because you retire, you don't sit in that rocking chair and just kick dust.
Hey, listen, I just want to invite you to me and Isaiah's show. It's going to be kicking off next weekend. It's the You Ain't Cheating If You Ain't Trying Sports Show. And we would like you to be the inaugural first caller, Mike Black. You hear me?
I'd love to. I'd like to be on your show on the panel with two pies. I could put one in each one of your faces.
Hey, so Mike, I'm in football mode right now. I mean, I'm jacked. I've got a lot of stuff going on, but you know, I want to talk specifically about Jonathan Stewart. All right.
Okay.
I've mentioned this to you before. You know, you being an East Coast guy, you probably hated the Boston Celtics. You know about Casey Jones. His philosophy, and I've mentioned this to you before, his philosophy was, if you don't produce, you don't play. Jonathan Stewart hasn't produced. The only thing he produced tonight was a fumble in the red zone. It kind of concerns me that you're going to pay a guy up to $8 million to be Saquon Barkley's mentor when there could have been other veteran players that could be, per se, his mentor. I mean, you could have had me be his mentor. You could have been Saquon's mentor. You could have had guys from our two friends from the nation be Saquon's mentor. But to pay Jonathan Stewart to take up a roster spot, Mike, that's kind of messed up, because he could do everything wrong in the book. They ain't cutting him. And I got a problem with that.
Yeah, and, you know, this is where Gettleman goes back and grabs his homies. I mean, he knows Stewart from Carolina. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you're right. That's a roster spot. And you're talking money is precious now. Right now, they're talking Giant World. They are communicating with the Oakland Raiders for a trade for Khalil Mack, which they need desperately. The Giants desperately need Khalil Mack. Any trade they put together will work for the Giants. Whether it be straight up for OV with they can't give him a third. Next year's third is already gone. But any trade they can do with the Raiders for Khalil Mack is one that will work. So let's just see how it goes down, man. We just have to see what's going to happen and how it's going to happen. But you're right. $8 million, that is a precious roster spot that you could have brought anybody, and you still may need to bring a stud in, you know?
Yeah, and you know what? You could have, Mike, just for conversational purposes on the Ice Cold Sports Show, you could have re-signed Darkwa. He was a professional. You could have brought in Vereen back. He was a professional. As far as the mentorship, but up to $8 million, and he's going to make the team regardless. Yeah. But, hey, Mike, can you elaborate? I'm going to lose you in a minute here. Can you elaborate more on the Khalil Mack rumors, please? I'm very interested to hear where you heard that and what we could be offering to give up. Thank you.
Yeah. It was on CBS Sports today. The Giants are actively trying to have a call into Oakland, and they're actively trying to make a deal for Khalil Mack. Oakland is not going to re-sign him. They're not going to sign him. Remember, Khalil Mack's at the end of his rookie deal. They are not going to give him the money he wants. Khalil Mack wants like Odell Beckham money. Somebody said he wants upwards of $20 million. He's not going to get that, but I think you can restructure him to where you can give him a lot of signing bonus money and still come in under the cap. But the word is out there. That's what the buzz is. And it's got everybody in Giants world who knows about it. It's got us all buzzing. Giants need that pressure on the other side. This guy is a perennial All-Pro, 10-plus sacks a year, and you've got to get a guy like that. The Raiders are not going to re-sign him, so you got to make a move.
All right. All right, hey, Mike, thanks for letting me get some insight on that. I'll let you slide to the side and take the next caller. Talk soon.
There you go. That's what it is. That's Jason Lerner. Thank you, sir, from Arizona. And we will slide to the side, as he said, with our next caller, who's area code 862, ending in 3052, which is my track and field analyst extraordinaire from New Jersey, Mr. Larry Agnew.
Good evening, Cold Sports fans. Hey, Mike,
up,
how you been?
Man, I haven't heard from you, man, since I saw you, Larry.
We've both been missing each other.
Excuse me.
Last week, I announced that the young man from Louisiana, the pole vaulter, jumped the number fourth height all time. So he's tied at fifth of all time right now. He's 18 years old still. He went 19.
Larry, what is the next major meet that we can all see? What is the next major meet coming up?
Next week in Zurich. That'll be the next major meet in the Diamond League. There's nothing this week.
Nothing this week?
No. The Zurich meet, which is probably the biggest meet in the world, that's not a world championship. That's where most of the talent will be. Everyone will peak at that meet.
Okay.
There's been more world records set at that meet than anywhere else in the world.
Wow. Wow.
Because the promoter is all about the athletes, not, you know. He says,
right.
You want to come here? You want this money? You run this time or you jump this far. And if you do it, you got the money. He you know, he may go broke, but he will give you what he promises you.
Well, Larry, Jason Lerner asks me every week about you. He asks me, where's that Larry, that track guy, man? Where is he? You know, I got to hear him, man. Hey, Jason, am I telling the story?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
You keep it real.
100%. I've had such a string of luck, but it's nothing for the air. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
hey,
you're turning around, Larry, and you're creating fans on the show. That's big.
Well, hey, Mike, Larry, I just want you to know, like, growing up as a kid, you know, I've always been a sports fan. I love Ben Johnson, Zola Budd, Flojo. I used to watch Olympics when I was a kid because it was the American thing to do. So, you know, I grew up with those people, and, you know, I did have a very an interest in that. It was fascinating to me how fast they went, the hurdles, the pole vault, the javelin, whatever. I was very, very interested and have kind of always been in the track and field aspect. It's not like, hey, Larry, I just started listening to you and I'm going to bring up some names out of the hat. No, this is real. Like, I really enjoy this kind of stuff.
That's what we need more of. Not just yeah. the winners, but everyone.
And you're talking historic people, Jason. You know, when you say Ben Johnson, remember at the time when he was roided to the hilt, he broke the record 9.79, call record, set the American record trying to catch him. And think about what Usain Bolt has done. He runs right by that with a 9.58 in Berlin. That's insane, brother.
Hey, I do want to.
Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jason.
Hey,
go ahead.
Mike, you'll get a kick out of this. No, I know. Mike, Coach, you'll get a kick out of this. I found a lot of those women that ran, whether it be distance or sprints, I found them very, very sexy when I was a kid, man. They were just, man, they were like, wow.
Yeah.
Just so you know,
I know what you were looking at, Jason. Yeah. You know those women, they have big legs. Yeah, I know what you were looking at. All right. Larry, Jason, I'm going to take it. I'm going to slide to the side and bring in the next caller, guys. Thank you. I will be back. Let me see. What?
Remember, Exit 13 Music.
Okay. That's Mrs. Black. She can't come on tonight. But and we had Boney on already. So let me go area code 973, ending in 6921. Oh. Area code 973, ending in 6921.
Ice, that's me. It's Lou.
Yeah, I know, Lou. What's up? I was waiting for you.
I'm on the cell phone tonight. I'm not at home.
Right.
Yeah.
What's up, Lou?
Well, I'm a little skeptical about who our starting quarterback should be, you know. Some are thinking it's going to be, you know, Darnold, which I don't think so because it's a little bit inconsistent. Bridgewater, I'm not too crazy about either. I mean, if anyone was thinking the same thing, I would be. I think it would be, you know, McCown, but everybody's doubting me about that. I mean, McCown's got the most experience, and I think he's the best one for the job.
Yeah, but right now, this is preseason. They want to see what all their guys have, and they want to see what they, I mean, how far they have
to go.
Yeah,
I get it, but still, I mean, you know, I mean, considering when, you know, when Darnold had his performance last week, I mean, you know, he was, you know, lackluster from the week before. And the last thing that we need is a quarterback that's very inconsistent.
Well, you're going to get that, Lou. Remember, these guys have never seen NFL speed players before. You're going to get that right now.
Well,
I still say Darnold's the best for the job. I mean,
what's going to happen is this, Lou. Remember, they haven't put the real packages in yet. They're just going with base packages. So once they start really getting into the complex stuff, you'll see some movement there. Hey, Lou, let me.
I'm sitting here. I got the volume up. So anyway.
Okay, you sound a little muffled, though.
I know. It's a brand new phone, too. So it's a little bit.
Okay,
gotcha.
Well, you watch everything, Lou. I mean, update us on baseball, update us on WNBA.
Yes. WNBA was a big disappointment this year for the New York Liberty, though. I mean, it's like the worst season they ever had. So, but I am impressed about what the big three, because you've heard Nancy Lieberman, right?
Right.
Well, she got Coach of the Year.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, in her first year as coaching in the league, she got that coach of the year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, not bad. You know, I was wondering what happened to her. Like, cause, you know, back in our days, she was like the greatest, you know, she was like the female version of Larry Bird.
That's right.
Well, that's what we were comparing it to, the female Larry Bird.
Yeah, but obviously she's still been around. They never really get far from the game, Lou. And that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
I know, but and there's also a lot of talk about what to do with the future of the women's league. I mean, they want to change the schedule, they want to try and make it more like when the college basketball season starts, so like November and go right through March. There's been some rumors about that.
Okay. All right.
I think that what the Disney were first, you know, was not to compete directly with the NBA, and they wanted to look forward to an alternative to baseball. But that doesn't seem to be working, and the marketing has been poor. So I guess they figure if they try to do it at the same time with the college basketball season, they think they can make something happen. But for those of you who don't remember, once upon a time, about 20 years ago, there was a female women's league that was in the fall and it went bust in a year and a half.
Okay.
So we also got to factor in that. Well, you know, if we do that, are we going to make the same mistake that we did with the other league 20 years ago? So you got to factor in that too. They need better marketing. I mean, they have the talent. You know, for the players, they have the talent. That's not the problem. The problem is, what do you do to market them and market them better?
Right. Yeah, maybe they should talk to the ex-commissioner Stern. He really put a nice package together for the NBA. Maybe he can help them out. But Lou, let me keep it moving. Excuse me.
All right.
I'm bringing another caller. All right.
Hey guys.
Go to Eric code 817, ending in 7777. That's my guy Don from Dallas. Don.
Hello, Mike. How's vacation?
It's still going, Don. When you retire, every day's a vacation, brother.
I heard that. I'm in Memphis, Tennessee. How's that?
All right. Well, I'll be in Miami next week. You over there on Beale Street?
Oh, yeah. Right next door.
Right. Nice.
I'm watching Detroit and Tampa Bay play on TV.
Thing they're showing here. In New York, they're showing the Giants-Jets.
You're in New York now?
No. In New York, they're showing the Giants, Jets.
Oh, okay. I was feeling good about the Cowboys till this past week, and all hell broke loose.
Preseason, Don.
Yeah, but, you know, when you get people hurt, that's not good.
Your guys getting hurt all over the league. It's an unfortunate part of the game, man. I mean, you want to get the guys tuned up. You want to get them in these new packages, these new schemes. And, you know, you hope they survive to the season. It is crazy.
Sure is.
You see anything you like there in Dallas? What's standing out to you when you watch Dallas Cowboys?
Well, until this week, I was really liking the cohesiveness of the offensive line was looking good. Again, and they looked like they did a couple years ago. And those new receivers we got have really impressed me. I don't know about other people, but I liked what I saw and the way they're running the routes and catching the passes. And the defense was looking good, and they haven't played two or three of the starters yet. They're looking pretty good, holding their own, you know.
I think everything.
Everything's only upside until two or three of them got hurt.
You have Travis Fredericks is out indefinitely with autoimmune disease, the anchor of that line, that center.
Yeah, he's going to be hard to replace, I tell you. You sound like you got pneumonia. Have you got pneumonia?
Yeah, I got allergies on me. My wife likes it cold in the house. You know, I mean, I'm going through it, man. So I'm just trying to hang on in there and do the show.
All right. Now, don't blame Miss Roberta. I know it's not her fault.
Don't tell her, but I just did.
All right. Good to hear,
all right,
hear
Don,
you back,
let me
though.
Yes, right. Sir. Yes, sir. And I'll do the show next week from Miami, but I should be better.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Let me slide to the side, bring in our next guy, caller, up. Area code 917, ending at 5287 in the Ice Cold Sports Show.
Yo, what's going on, Mike Black? How's everything?
Kareem, I've been better, man, but I'm good. I'm good. I'm hanging in there. What's going on?
Yeah, man. Yo, I was just wanted to get your thoughts on what do you think this guy, Darnold, is going to turn out to be for the Jets? You think he's going to be like a savior quarterback for them, or just their usual run-of-the-mill?
To tell, the guy's got to play more. He's got to play against first stringers. Also, they have to protect him. You know, let's face it. If you give the guy some time, he's going to do better. What defenses are doing now, they know he's a rookie, so they're bringing it. So he's got to learn how to think quick, and he's got to react quick. He's got to know what to do. He's got, like, a couple of seconds to make a decision. And so once they settle him down and once the game slows down for him, he'll be able to go through his progressions and do what he's supposed to do in there. I mean, you've got to stand tall in that pocket. This is the NFL. Got to stand tall in the pocket and be fearless in there.
You know, and do you think if it was up to you, would you start him or Bridgewater?
You know what? I would start Bridgewater.
Yeah.
Bridgewater has been sitting out for a while. He's got something to prove. This kid can be learning in the meantime. Excuse me. Why throw him in the fire when you can put Bridgewater out there, a guy who's a seasoned veteran? He has been out over a year. He is rusty, but get him back in the mix. If anything, you know, you may want to trade Bridgewater also. So
that was something they were talking about too. But
Let him showcase his talents. Let's see what the guy has, and then maybe they'll change their mind. They may want to keep him.
Yeah, because that's what I'm thinking. You know, I think maybe he would be better suited to bring the Jets moving forward as forward as they can go. You know, as that team has always been one of those hard luck teams, but I think he would be a good start in trying to change their fortunes.
Yeah, well, you know that AFC East is a tough division. You know, Miami, Jets, Buffalo, Patriots. I mean, it's a tough division. Those guys kind of beat each other up, kind of like the NFC East. Tough division. Always have tough games. And they seem to playing against their division guys seems to raise their level of play. So those games are very important for them as far as getting wins in the division. Not only does it help them divisionally, but it also helps them when they play outside of the division.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, I'm just thinking that, you know, if Bridgewater starts, that would be something the Jets could, you know, gauge to move themselves forward. And then that AFC East, I think, is the Patriots are going to just run away with it, I believe, because Miami is, you know, then they're a little suspect. And I think Buffalo is the only one that could cause some problems, but I think it's going to be the Pats, you know, taking that one. With ease.
Well, the Patriots may be the best team in the NFC East, but I don't believe talent-wise they're pulling away. Last year you saw the Jacksonville make a huge leap in talent, and to kind of cut that down, I did see a little Patriots kind of took a little half step back, if you will, in my opinion. I don't know that they got
better.
Oh, yeah,
that's for the other teams, but,
you can't,
but in the East, they're okay.
Losing. Look, you can't keep losing coordinators, quarterbacks, defensive players, and maintain that level of excellence. You can't. It's impossible. They didn't play their best defensive player last year, and it might have cost them the Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, though, they may very easily, and I think they are the best team in the NFC and the AFC East. But they got to keep working, man, because everybody else is coming.
Yeah, without a doubt, with the rest of the AFC and my AFC team, the Chargers, I think they got a good chance to finally do something once again. But, you know, like I said, we'll see. You know, they've also been a hard luck squad themselves, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But everybody looks a little better. I mean, the AFC West looks a little, you know, Denver's got a running game now. They showed that tonight. So it's not going to be a cakewalk for anybody.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, you know, that's just when I wanted to find out what your thoughts were about the Darnell Bridgewater situation for the Jets and what you thought the Jets could do this season. I'm thinking something like a 6-10 type record. So, like I said, we'll see. We got 2 weeks left. We'll be seeing how it gets started.
Yeah, I think if the Jets can really establish a running game, kind of like what New Orleans did last year with the resurgence of Ingram and Kamara, and they have a three-headed monster down there in the backfield. If they can generate that kind of running game, they will close the gap on the rest of the teams in the AFC East, in my opinion. But, Kareem, let me go to my next caller before we go back to the top of the rotation. All right?
Yeah. Okay, man.
All right. That's Kareem from the Bronx. Let's go to area code 832, ending in 2926. You're on the Ice Coast Sports Show. The Iceman.
Well, good evening, Mike. This is Lawrence from Arlington, Texas.
Hey, Lawrence.
What's going on, brother? Yeah, you know what's going on,
my brother, man.
From another mother. Good to be on the show. I've only caught the last couple of minutes when you were talking about the Jets and the AFC East and that, so I didn't really hear all the stuff you guys were saying. I'm not as conversant on them, but I do want to pick up on Don's point about the Cowboys too, man. I'm sorry, I just don't know about the Cowboys, man. There's just too many questions, too many holes, too many uncertainties. Now, the best, well, I won't say the best, but certainly one of the best offensive linemen they have is hurt, and that's going to be a problem. This is the NFC East we're talking about, and
you're right, opening night, Sunday night football.
Mm-hmm. Opening night, Sunday night. Eli is very comfortable in AT&T Stadium. He has had virtually nothing but success here. So that's opening night. And actually, that's the opening home game. The Cowboys' opening game is a road game in Carolina. And that certainly isn't going to be a picnic. You know what I'm saying? Depending on the health of the linebackers, Keekly and Thomas, for Carolina, if those two guys are healthy, we got issues, you know, from the get-go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm looking at the schedule, and the only team I even really feel somewhat comfortable about saying, well, I'm fairly certain the boys can beat them, is the Indianapolis Colts. And if Luck gets hot and comes back strong, now I got to take that one off my ledger. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
The thing about the Colts is that Andrew Luck's been getting hurt every year. They are not really drafting linemen to protect that kid. And if you don't do that, he's going
to
be a sitting duck again this year. So
you're right.
He's a big, strong kid, but these NFL defenses are monsters, and If you don't protect the guy, he's going to go down again.
That's right. That's right. He's just asking for trouble. That's just courting disaster. That's what my father used to call courting the guillotine. If you don't protect your quarterback, you're just saying, okay, well, you know, we really don't care if we're going to win or not because he's going to get hurt. So like you say, these defenses now, man, they don't play. They're bringing guys that are just, you know, hell-bent on destruction. And that's what's going to happen if you don't take the steps to prevent it, you know.
That's right.
So it's going to be interesting.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What are the bright spots? You told me about the your concerns with the Cowboys. What are the bright spots? What stood out to you?
The only bright spot, there's kind of two of them. I'm sort of moderately, positively impressed by what I see in the defensive backfield for the Cowboys, which has for the last five years been a problem. I mean, the Cowboys have been offense hasn't been a problem for the Cowboys. The real problem for the Cowboys has been the defense, especially the back five. You got Sean Lee getting hurt every year, which creates a hole at the backer in the second line of defense. And then you've had this merry-go-round at defensive backfield, particularly at the corners. And again, when you're facing teams, first of all, in your division, because, you know, Philly's going to be strong regardless of which quarterback plays. And like I say, Eli's been comfortable. And the only possible question there is the Redskins. But I'm impressed with I'm not confident yet, but I'm more impressed than I expected to be at this stage of the season. And it's going to be real interesting to see what happens with the Cardinals this week. I'll have a more informed judgment for you after I see them against the Cardinals this week. Because the Cardinals are going to pass. The Cardinals are going to pass.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only are we going to get the wide receiver. Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you when you got the great Larry Fitzgerald still running around out there?
They've got wide
receivers. First ballot Hall of Famer.
That's right. Now and they got David Johnson back this year, and David Johnson can catch out of the backfield. And
let me tell you something. He's a beast in the open field.
Oh man, I'm telling you, I'd make a business decision if I saw him coming at me. Okay. Absolute business decision. Okay.
No doubt. That kid is amazing.
No, so that's why I say I'll have a more informed decision for you, or informed judgment and assessment after this game on Sunday. So that's one bright spot, the defense of the backfield. The other bright spot is generally the offense. I think now that, you know, we've gone through the Ezekiel soap opera and you can start the season with a running game, does, you know, we're talking about the quarterback and Zach's ability to adjust and progress, that's going to be helped by a good running game. He's still got to do what he's got to do, but, of course, if you can hand the ball off to your running back and on first down and then you've got a second and three as opposed to a second and seven, that makes your decision-making a whole lot better. All of a sudden, your coach is a better coach. The player is a better player. And the whole curve jumps up a little bit, you know. So the offense in general, if they don't get hurt. Now, that's the thing, if they don't get hurt. If we're going to deal with injuries, if we're going to deal with injuries on top of everything else, then all that goes by the wayside. So the two areas I think are good, or at least promising, I'll say. We're going to use the word promising. Are the
that's what I need
in general. But I got one caveat about the offense: wide receivers. Who knows?
Okay. Guess what?
When I come back around to you,
I want to hear it. Okay.
You got it.
All right, let's go back to the top, get everybody's thoughts here. Let's go to, where is he? Where did he go? So Jason Lerner looked like he dropped out. Then that next caller was Boney. So let's get Bone back up. Hey, Bone, you're back.
Yeah, Iceman, you know, what's up, man? I'm hope you're feeling better, man. I didn't know you was under the weather, man, but it sounds like you're a little under the weather, man. Get your tea and lemon in your system, man, and get ready for Miami.
Yeah.
But real quick, I also, man, I hope you feel better, but also, man, real quick, I got to give condolence to the Queen of Soul, man. I know it's not sports-related, but I got to give a shout-out to Aretha Franklin's family, man. I mean, she was the queen of soul, man. We lost a very special young lady there, man, and that voice would never be replaced, man. She had that voice that you just, you know, it makes you think about things when you hear her song. So I just want to say, you know, my condolences, you know, to the Franklin family, man. I mean, you know, she's really going to be missed by a lot of people, man. Okay, that's okay. I had to get that out. But anyway, also, real quick, man, I wanted to jump on a couple of sports things real quick. I see that Victor Cruz retired. He hung up his cleats, man. I think he's going to join the ESPN team. I mean, I really respected the guy for what he did for the Giants. I'm not a Giants fan, but I really respected what he did as a wide receiver, man. He came in and made moves until he caught that injury. And, you know, he was a great player, man. I mean, he was a good player. And, you know, I just appreciate what he did for the Giants and why he was there, you know. Also, real quick, I want to holler at some of you about the boxing. You know me and you about that boxing thing. The big fight coming up in September here is Triple G and what's his name? Kalinko, whatever his name is.
Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I don't know how many listeners out there is big boxing fans, but I know you are, myself, Don, probably a lot of other cats out there listening. But that's the next big, I think that's the next big fight besides the Wilder fight. I heard some rumors that he's fighting some guy. I thought he was going to fight Joshua, man. Somebody plugged me in the gym that he's going to fight some other guy, man, coming up. Anything about that, Mike?
He's been talking about this guy, this Tyson, this big guy. He last fought Klitschko. Tyson Fury, big guy, been talking a lot. Joshua is not mentally ready for Wilder, so he's not anxious to fight him. I thought the fight was signed. Apparently it is not. So he's been kind of tiptoeing around that. But anyway, I will keep the show more informed on the progression of development of those fights as they materialize. But Bone, it's been real tonight. Let me get to these other guys before we get off. But thanks again for supporting the show, man. I appreciate you.
All right, Fred. Stay up, man.
Yes, sir. All right, let's go. Go to Larry. Larry's up. Larry,
yes,
final thoughts, sir.
I'm just waiting for next weekend. I haven't really gotten the football mode yet. And my boys will, I'm sure they will still stand over those boys from New York.
That's what's up.
And glad you're back, and I hope to be back on next weekend.
Okay, Larry. If everybody doesn't know, Larry's not just a track and field analyst, but he does like football. He is a Cowboys fan. He let everybody know. He let me know first. So that's all right, Larry. You got company tonight. You got some company.
And let Boney know, Brady's not going to be back.
Oh, all right. I'm not going to tell him tonight. I'll call him after the show. But I know he heard it.
All right,
Larry. Thank
Everybody
you, man.
Have a
appreciate
good week.
You.
All right. Yep.
Thank you, sir. You too. All right. That's a great Larry Adhill with his parting shot to Boney. Let's slide down to Brother Lou. Hey, Lou, I want to thank you, by the way, for standing in for me the other week, so appreciate you. Lou?
Yeah, me. This is Boney, man. Go to Lou. Mike,
man,
you got me.
Hey, Lou, I thought, did Lou drop?
Let me look.
Let me see. I don't see Lou. Let me figure out, since I don't have Lou, then Don is next. Okay, Don, final thoughts, sir. We got time.
It was a free, we had a free for all last week while you were gone.
Oh, did you really?
A lot of
Lou didn't tell me how it went. How did it go?
It, it, it was different. He opened up the mics for everybody to talk whenever they wanted to.
Okay.
And, there was a lot
that
of
different.
A lot of quick and interesting conversations in a hurry.
Okay. Well, guess what? All the shows are archived, so I'm going to have to go back and listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Go back and listen to them. But he got it going pretty good.
Yeah.
He
okay.
Good.
Yeah. And, he's been doing it for a while, so he's got his own style.
I still got faith in the Cowboys unless that line gets ransacked some more, you know, that offensive line.
Yeah.
If they can piece it back together without too much trouble, I think we're going to do pretty good this year.
Well, Don, I'll tell you this. I think the formula and the secret for that is if your guys have trouble pass blocking, get to running and don't stop running. And then you sprinkle in that play-action pass. You start hitting T. Will out there in the flat. You come short over there to your little speed guy. And you can build on that. I think you can build that. There's a formula there. I've been watching the Cowboys. They have a formula. They just have to execute.
That's a secret in a lot of plays there. Their execution. Just hope they don't get
but
the same.
But remember, you got some new guys. You got Hearn.
Yeah.
You got Tavon Martin. I mean, Tavon Martin. The young man from the Rams.
Yeah. Austin.
I'm sorry.
Little speed demon. Little speedster.
Little speed demon. Yes, little speedster. He's always been that. I don't think the Rams ever used him properly. And if they can use him like they use Cole Beasley, those little five-yard cut-ins, man, they can have something there.
If he stays healthy, I think he's going to have a real good year, believe it or not.
He really could have a breakout year. Listen, somebody's got to pick up the slack for Dez. And let's face it, I mean, you got him and you have a gentleman named Hearn who was trying to make some noise. So everybody's going to be watching the Cowboys, fans or not. And we'll see. We'll see what happens, man. It's going to be interesting.
It is. I think it is. I think there's a strong possibility this is going to be one of their better defensive teams if they can stay healthy on defense, the ones they do have now, and add a couple of them. It's not going to be able to play the first few games like they normally have during the year. You know, the Cowboys are notorious for losing 3 or 4 players during the year for drug abuse. Or so-called drug
mm-hmm.
abuse, and,
mm-hmm.
you know if they get together, I think they've got a possibility. If that little young secondary stays healthy, I think they've got a chance to be really good because that defensive line and those linebackers can play.
Yeah, they can. And so look, like you said, it for about it. The secret is Sean Lee. A defense usually goes the way Sean Lee goes. He's got the motor that doesn't quit. And as long as him and Jalen Smith can secure up that linebacking core, you'll never know how they can play.
Yeah. I think there's a good possibility. I think we can end up having a good year with a little bit of luck.
Okay. Thank you, Don, so much for calling the show and supporting us, man. We'll talk soon. Okay, that's Don from Dallas. Let's go to Showtime Kareem. Showtime Kareem.
Yo, what's going on, man? You know, I just wanted to piggyback on what my boy Boney said about the Queen of Soul. You know, it was a tough loss, you know, for the entertainment world and everything. So, you know, she'll be definitely sorely missed. And I didn't know that Ann Hill was on because I wanted to find out about that 14-year-old girl he was talking about from California that he had said was breaking a lot of records.
Larry, do you hear what Kareem is asking about the young lady you introduced to us? He wants to know about her progress. Have you heard anything new?
No, I didn't hear anything on the USATF or Junior Olympics sports channel about her during the. So I hope she's not hurt. But yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All well, right. Yeah. Because you know.
Do you remember her name? What was her name, Larry?
You know me and names.
Okay. Okay. No, I know your names. Yeah. Larry, me and you have the same disease.
I can tell
it's
you
called
time.
Age.
I can tell you time and race, but don't ask me the name.
All right. All right. Let's just say that. Just say that. Say the tall, light skin one. I don't know. Anyway. All right, Larry. Thank you, man.
All right.
Yeah, you know, so that was good, you know, just wanted to see, you know, how she was progressing, if he had any news, but, you know, but that's cool, you know. And then, like I said, I just want to see, get ready for this football season. Hopefully the Giants and Chargers can make some good strides, and we'll see what happens, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And and let my boy Boney know, you know, I need those 301s, yo.
I'm not going to start that. You're going to have to tell him. I'm not going to tell him that right now. He'll jump to the. Hey, Boney.
Yeah,
I heard your show.
I heard your showtime. Yeah, it's already in, man. Don't worry about it. You know, but it's all good, man. I mean, it's all good, man. Glad you on the show tonight, man. Talking to that Ice,
yeah,
man.
Brother. My brother's all right, man. So, you know, you feel
all
better,
right.
Mike, all right?
I'm starting to feel better right now, as a matter of fact, so maybe I just have to start talking. All right, look, we have a new caller on. Before I bring Lawrence. Before I bring Lawrence on, let me bring on our new caller who just came in. Area code 430 ending in 7160. You're on the Ice Coast Sports Show.
Hey, Mr. Joe Black. How you doing, sir?
What's up? How you feeling?
Hey, I'm fine. How you doing?
Good. What's going on? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Texas.
Okay.
I just want to give a shout-out to your wife. She got on me about not calling you. It's Gerald.
Right. Gerald.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Man? Gerald, we have not heard from you on the show, man, for a year. And
man,
you know me, I put that stuff on your page all the time, man. And Gerald, let me ask you this real quick. We have some time for you, so let me ask you this. We've been talking about the Cowboys tonight. At least three of the guys on the call tonight are Cowboy fans. So tell me what you like, Gerald. What you see?
I'm kind of skeptical, man. I don't. Yeah, we're hurting. We're hurting bad. Offensive lineman.
Where are you hurting?
You know, we thought that offensive line was going to be our, you know, strong point, but you know, these guys have three of the six guys have got hurt here lately. In the last week, I think Collins got hurt his ankle. Frederick is ain't no telling about Frederick. I don't know if he'll play. He'll play again. I don't know. And the guy we just signed the biggest contract for offensive lineman. I don't know if he's gonna be healthy.
Right.
So, and you know, that's what they're keying on that offensive line to help Dak and Zeke out as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, remember, they were very tentative last year when Tyron Smith went down. They had no real replacement. That was not good. That was not good. I mean, he brought that Atlanta team in. That guy had about 5-6 sacks or something, man. It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. He had seven or nine, to be exact.
Yeah, crazy.
He was a monster.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I don't it's going to be a tough year, Joe. I think it's going to be a tough year for us. And you guys were talking about the offense, new receivers. ain't no identity. I don't think there's no identity who we're gonna target.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dez was the mouth and he was the hand, so you know, ain't no more Dez, so
mm-hmm.
We got Hearns from Jacksonville, and old Williams. He really hadn't progressed to me ever since he's been there. I don't know about him.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be tough.
Yeah.
You gonna make the game
with
New York? You gonna make the New York game?
I am, sir. I am. What I can tell you, Gerald, is this: that you know, identities are made on the field; they're not made in practice. They will have to forge an identity as they start winning games, and they start winning games by calling championship play. So whoever the offensive coordinator is, he's got to know what to call and when to call it. And so again, you're not just missing Dez, you're also missing Witten. So you have holes
exactly.
to fill. I mean, you're talking about, you know, guys traditionally were, you can count on being open, are not there now. So again, with Cole Beasley, the addition of Austin and Hearn, you're gonna have to make it work. I mean, you know, you're just gonna have to make it work. So we'll see what Jerry can scheme up with the what he can infuse into that team, and we'll have to see it, man. I mean, Gerald, you know, I mean, this is something we sit there and watch year after year. Me, you, Don. I mean, we're at the stadium. We see it. So it's something that they're going to have to they got jitters. They're going to have to play through them. They have to play through whatever inefficiencies, whatever makeshift line they can put together. They're going to have to play well.
Yeah, you're right. Or we just have to wait and see.
Yeah. All right. Well, Gerald, thank you so much for calling, man. And
hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime, and be sure to come back. We missed you, man.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. That's Gerald here from Dallas, Texas. Let me close the show with Lawrence. Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you
yes,
have
sir.
Heard
Can
Gerald.
You...
Yes, I hear you fine. You heard Gerald express his concerns about the Cowboys' inefficiencies. And both are real things, man. I mean, we all see
Absolutely.
The same things.
Yeah,
Absolutely. So they're going to have to make it work.
Well, the thing is, I don't know if they can. I should preface my remarks by saying I'm not really a Cowboy fan. As you know, I'm professionally associated with them. But I'm just trying to tell the objective truth here. In order to make it work, you got to have players that play beyond scheme and beyond tendencies,
right.
and like you said, and beyond injuries. And that's why you ended up asking me. You know, when I did my first appraisal at the first go round, I was pointing out the areas of concern because they far outnumber the areas of positive perspective. And I just don't know either. Like I say, the only team I had confidence in, if I look at that schedule, I just don't see it. Honestly, I just don't see it. And they're not creative enough on offense. Like you're talking about the offensive coordinator. They're going to have to do a whole lot. There's a long way to go between where they are and where they need to be to compete in this league. But this league is about competition week after week, game after game. And as we go through the weeks, of course, all the coaches are going to be breaking down film. And believe me, they're like sharks to the smell of blood. If they see a weakness,
you are.
Know what they're going to do. So we're going to have to take a lot of prayer.
Okay.
Prayer, some bailing,
well, I want you to,
some bailing.
Okay, well, I need you to pray on that. We got 20 seconds left in the show. Lawrence, thank you so much. Thank everybody tonight for calling into the Ice Cold Sports Show. Bearing with me with the coughing and I'm doing the best I can, but thank you so much. And we will see you next week. I'll see you from Miami, Florida. And remember one thing, what do I say? Keep it what? Keep it sports. Talk to you later, man. Bye.